This is part two of our look at places to see birds during their spring migration. In part one, we covered Marin County's Point Reyes Peninsula and Abbott's Lagoon. In Sonoma County, we talked about Bodega Head and Bodega Harbor at Doran Beach and Duncan's Landing. So if you didn't listen to part one, make sure you check it out. In this report, we start in San Francisco. This is Your Wetlands.
Golden Gate Park, the chain of lakes, is a really wonderful walk to look for birds. It's fairly quiet. There's excellent bird cover, land bird cover around the ponds, and the ponds themselves have a nice variety of ducks and sparrows and common yellowthroats.
Rich Stahlkopf is a naturalist at PRBO Conservation Science. He says as you travel down the peninsula, take a look at Moss Landing.
It's a great place for birds. You can drive down Highway 1 almost to the Elkhorn Slough Bridge, turn west on Jetty Road, J-E-T-T-Y Road, and it dead ends after maybe half a mile, and it's a great place for birds during a lowering tide, but any time during spring it can be very crowded with these shorebirds.
And in the East Bay, Tilden Regional Park is also a great place to see birds.
Jewel Lake is an especially nice walk in the hills there above Albany, especially for land birds. It is well vegetated with riparian and then oaks and bays. So that's a good spot in the East Bay. And the Hayward Regional Shoreline is an outrageous visit. You can see many thousands of shorebirds. This is at high tide or tide coming up. Go along the edge of Hayward Regional Shoreline. There is a place called Frank's Dump. The former open disposal area is now a good safe roost for those shorebirds, so the sandpipers and plovers, during high tide.
And if you're interested in seeing birds and wildflowers, check out Mount Diablo.
Especially Mitchell Canyon is an excellent walk. So many birds that we hardly ever get to see over here on the coast. And the flowers are excellent. The Mount Diablo globe lily and the Mount Diablo sunflower, we can see those along the way, along with 70 other species of wildflowers. And migrant land birds are especially attracted to those canyons on the mountain. They look for green. These birds, the land birds that are migrating, and some of these birds that I'm talking about, these spring migrants that pass here, many of them are coming from the southern cone of South America, all the way down to the end of Chile and Argentina, and they're heading for Alaska. These are huge, amazing, almost hard to believe migrations.
And Rich says these land birds fuel up, then fly during one night, and then fuel up again.
And they build up fat, which is fuel, for days before this overnight flight. And so they're putting on fat that we can actually see. If we're holding one of these birds in our hand, we blow up the belly feathers. You can see subcutaneous yellow lumps of fat. After one night's flight, you catch the same bird at its new destination, and it's emaciated. It has burned all its fuel. So they're looking for green places. They're looking for places where water is a certainty, where insects will be abundant, because they're going to need to fuel up again for the next leg of that flight.
And the stories of birds, their migrations, their diversity, and the habitats they all depend on are being told during spring migration. In this report, we talked about great places to see these birds, such as Golden Gate Park, Moss Landing, Tilden Regional Park, and Mount Diablo. I want to thank our guide, Rich Stahlkopf, of PRBO Conservation Science. I'm Jerry Kaye.